Welcome to the Unraveled podcast. My name is Alina.
And my name is Nina. So I wanted to talk today about a very controversial topic.
Sure.
Whether it's beneficial or worth it for people to go to college.
Okay.
Get a degree, multiple degrees, go to university. And does it really benefit the everyday individual?
I think it truly just depends on what you're doing. So it's funny, I know of a friend who did a 4-year degree for real estate to be a real estate agent when she could have taken a 75-hour course, but I don't think she knew at the time that that was an option. So she went and got a 4-year degree, student loans, whatever. For real estate, no, you don't have to go get a 4-year degree. You can do a course online. There's options there. So for our career, college is not necessary. If you want to do it just as your preference, sure. So I think it goes back to what is your end goal? What do you want to do? And if you have to go to college, I think even now, like in corporate America, some businesses are hiring based on your experience. So you could work from the bottom and work your way up with experience to get to where you want to go, if that's something that that company does. As a lawyer, you know, you've got to go to college. As a doctor, you've got to go to college.
Yeah.
Things like that are specific traits, you don't have the option to not go to college for. So in that capacity, absolutely, college is worth it for you. And also in those careers, you're making enough money to offset what you've paid in student loans. But for some degrees, I truly believe you need to be looking at the end goal. What is that quote that you say?
Begin with the end in mind.
End in mind. So if your example, let's say you're going to school to be a therapist, and therapists are only making 20 grand a year. I don't know how much therapists make. This is just me giving an example. Therapists are only making 20 grand a year, but you've got student loans that are $150,000. I don't know what student loans cost, so I'm just talking.
Depending.
I'm just talking. Like, that doesn't make sense. You're not making, you've got to really love to want to be a therapist to have student loans for 150 and only be making 20 grand a year. And then you've also got to hope that your partner isn't in the same situation, or y'all going to be in debt for the rest of y'all's lives. So if you go back to what you say it again.
Begin with the end
in mind. And in mind, then you're setting yourself up for the fact of, hey, does it really make sense for me to go to college for this career? Or can I add something else to my college degree to make more income, to make it make sense? I think you've got to look at all of those factors.
Yeah. I know that at least my parents' generation, you know, a lot of them, for them, going to college was a guarantee that they would get an amazing job that was well paid. You know, they'd be paid well. You know, college was, of course, more affordable at that time, too.
Sure.
And so that's what they told us. You know, everyone has to go to college to be successful, to have a good life. You go to college, you get married, you buy a house, you have children. But I think as time has gone on and society has shifted and technology has advanced and all these different things, no longer is there a guarantee that you're going to have a well-paying job just because you get a degree or even multiple degrees, to be honest with you. So I think thinking about it, you know, maybe taking a year off and thinking about what do you actually want to do? Because I know so many people, they have student loans, or even some of them, they don't have student loans. Their parents were able to pay for it, or they paid for it, but they don't use the degree. You know, how many people got liberal arts degrees and they never use it, versus they could have maybe gone to a trade school, or they could have started a business or started investing in themselves or getting some work experience.
Correct.
And I think probably in the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to see more of a shift towards college not being such
primary
a
primary thing.
And hopefully that helps with the pricing.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cost.
And obviously there's certain special careers that you need to go to school for. Like you said, you know, being a doctor, nurse, attorney, you know, architect, all these different fields where you need that degree, you need to have that information and knowledge. But if you're going to go, you know, do graphics design or liberal arts,
you don't have to have a degree. If you want to get one, sure. But let's make sure that you're going to bring in enough income to offset your college expenses, or it just doesn't make sense.
And for some people, the real value of college is the networking opportunities. So if you're going to a good school with great opportunities in that way, then it's worth it because sure. the people you meet, you may not necessarily use your degree, but you might network with somebody that could get you a job or that could help you start a business or you could own a business together. But if it's just some random college just to get a degree, mm-hmm. I really think people should think about it twice. Now, I got a degree. I paid for it myself.
Really?
No.
I didn't know that.
No loans. I just worked full time while I was doing my degree. And it was in art and music. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was great, but I don't really use that in my career. Correct. And so luckily I didn't get student loans, mm-hmm. but I had to work a lot in order to pay for it.
Sure.
And
sure.
now it's even more expensive, you know, 15 sure. years later. So
I agree. For myself, I know I previously talked about me wanting to be an FBI agent. At least that's what I thought I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And just be in criminal justice in some capacity. Mm-hmm. So I went to school online. To get a criminal justice degree. Mm-hmm. And I probably have, I think I maybe have 25% left in my 4-year degree that's left. So I have about a year left and then I would be done. Mm-hmm. And I ended up losing a lot. Everything I've done was already paid for. I had scholarships. I had Hope. I had, what's the other one? Pell. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't have to pay anything. But the minute I lost those things because I was pursuing my real estate career, I was taking a lot of classes, trying to pursue real estate. Mm-hmm. I was failing my classes because I was too busy. I no longer had, it was no longer covered for anymore. Yeah. And so at that point I had to make a decision. Do I want to pursue getting a degree in criminal justice, and pay for it? If I'm going to pay for it, then at that point I need to pursue it. I need to see it through. Mm-hmm. Or do I want to pursue my real estate career and drop college? And I made the decision because I was already in love with real estate at that point to just be like, okay, I'm going to pursue real estate. I'm going to drop college. Because also being in the FBI, from what I had understood, is you can't really have a very big social media presence, or especially if you're going to go undercover, you know, whatnot.
Yeah, be low key.
Yeah, you got to be very low key. And I've had a few clients that I've worked with before that were in the FBI, rather they were in the field or they did tech or they did mm-hmm. something in some capacity. I wouldn't be able to live both lives.
Yeah.
And so I had to make a decision. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pursue real estate. I've really enjoyed it thus far. I don't know if I'm going to like being in the FBI. I've never done anything in that before, but I know mm-hmm. I know I'm in real estate now. I know I love it and I know I can do this. Mm-hmm. So I made the decision to fully pursue real estate career, put all my cards in, do it 100%. And for that, I need a college degree.
Yeah.
So may I eventually go back and finish college just to say I have a degree? Maybe. But the chances of that are going to be really slim because I don't need the degree. I'm very well educated without it. And I do a really good job at my job that I don't need to have it. Mm-hmm. So again, circling back to, I think it's necessary depending on the field that you're in, but it's also not necessary if you're not doing it. And to be quite honest, I think now in today's age, people don't care if you go to college or not. Like, nobody's judging you if you didn't go to college. Maybe someone in their 80s might, but mm-hmm. Most people aren't. Like, we're in a different day and age where it's not a necessary thing. It's very rare that I have a client ask me if I've gone to college or, you know, just because they're just trying to get to know me, not because they're trying to decide if they want to work with me or not based mm-hmm. on if I have a college degree.
Yeah.
Never has that ever stopped anyone from working with me. Mm-hmm. And I've told them, like, yeah, I went for a few years, wasn't for me, decided to pursue real estate full time. And that has had no effect on my career because I don't need it.
Yeah. And I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say college is a bad thing.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's really specific to each individual's circumstances.
Correct.
And, you know, if you're just going to be a bum in your parents' basement, you should probably get up and go to college and do something with your life, you know?
Sure. Sure.
But I think people, employers, clients, they want results. So Correct. If you can harness a skill set, if you can get them results, if you can be so good at what you do, if you start a business. I mean, there's countless stories of people that are hugely successful without Right. having gone to college. And I just hope people start to realize you don't have to feel bad if you choose not to. Because if I could go back in time, I probably would not have spent that money on college. I would have invested it in real estate.
Sure.
Can you imagine?
I know.
That long ago, that amount of money put into it. I could have probably made my money 5 times over.
Sure.
But you don't know what you don't know.
Right. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Mm-hmm. And this podcast episode will hopefully educate some people to make a decision mm-hmm. with the end goal in mind.
Yeah. And if you're really excited to go to college, if you want that sorority fraternity, experience, if you want to party. I mean, to be fair, I didn't party in college. I was just working and going to school, So,
right.
I don't know. It's just something to think about. And I'm sure there's going to be people listening or watching. They're very angry, probably older people. But you have to understand, the world you guys grew up in and went to college in is very different than the world is today.
Agreed.
So.
Agreed. I know for myself and my family, I don't remember ever growing up and in college ever being like, you have to go. Mm-hmm. Like, this is your only option kind of thing. So I know like my older sister was the first one to graduate in our family with a degree. I don't know if my mom did or not, but I don't know. And then my younger sister, same way, she's actually graduating in this December. And both of them, for what they want to do, what they needed to do, both of those things require a degree.
Yeah.
But for myself and my brother, neither one of us, we have some college experience. We went to college for a few years, but never actually finished, never got a real degree.
Mm-hmm.
And we make the same kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
We both sustain ourselves. The people in my family who did go to college, people that who didn't go to college, made the same kind of money. Mm-hmm. It depends on what you want to do and if it requires it or not.
Mm-hmm. And there are people that there's certain jobs that you have to get a degree for. Let's say if you want to be a teacher.
Right? Yeah, correct.
And that is a very sacrificial job.
100%.
You don't make good money. Even first responders, there's different jobs that you have to get training and education. And the return financially is not extraordinary. Makes sense. And
at that point, you've just really got to want to do it. You've really got to love it enough to commit to it.
So either figure out what you really want to do, what you love to do, or just be a little cautious with how you invest that money if you don't know
Correct.
Yet.
Correct.
Don't let people or society pressure you
Correct.
Into just going to college to go to college, because 4 years later, 3 years later, you might be like, wait a minute.
Agreed. Or do additional things. Like, you could, like, being a teacher, obviously you go to college, the pay isn't probably what you've spent in college, or mm-hmm. it just takes longer to pay off that debt. Do other things, invest in other things. I know a teacher who does real estate photography on the side, and he's probably going to leave teaching eventually to pursue real estate photography because he's found that he's loved real estate photography more and he's making a really good income out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing wrong with doing additional things to supplement that income that you're not getting for the degree that you want, but you're still getting to do your dream job without mm-hmm. it being a financial constraint.
Yeah, definitely. Just things to think about as I think Absolutely. Back on, you know, my time in college.
Absolutely.
But
that's kind of all I really had to add in regards to, you know, in regards to that. I think it's interesting just to talk about in general, considering there is a shift in culture on what's important, what's the normal. And I feel like college is just one of those things.
And before we end, I want to put a little plug out there. Working in the real estate industry, we work with a lot of different vendors and companies, you know, mold remediation, electricians, plumbers, construction, builders. There's not a lot of younger people getting into these industries. So if somebody is thinking about what can I do, I don't want to go to school, well, maybe trade school, because these jobs, you get paid very well. So you can take care of your family, you can take care of yourself, but I'm just not seeing like the young people in this industry are in their 40s. So what about the 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds? You know, we need more people.
That's true.
In the trades. Otherwise, what's going to happen?
This is true.
So that's a little plug. You won't catch me doing that. You know, I'm not going to necessarily be building something or doing electrical.
Sure.
But there's a lot of opportunity and we have a lot of need. I mean, even locally, there's not a whole lot. So
even pest control, I think about pest control and, you know, all the other vendors that we really utilize for stuff. So I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little plug. Well, I think that wraps up our time for today. Thank you again for listening and for watching. We release a new episode every Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.